Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we're going to continue our series on redeeming the time. And we define redeeming the time as making the most of every opportunity that's given to us by God, making wise use of that time. We began talking about the challenges of redeeming the time. Last week, we spent time talking about not squandering the day, not squandering it by rushing to do the routine rather than enjoying the uniqueness of the day, not pondering over past hurts and offenses, but acting and asking and listening and reflecting. It's about watching and seeing where God's operating. Today, we continue that series by spending time talking about appreciative living. Our scripture comes out of Psalm 90:12. So teach us to count our days that we may gain a heart wisely. As we formulate principles for redeeming the time, it is critical that we fully understand the value of appreciative living. What exactly is that? Appreciative living is not about fixing ourselves or our lives, but in finding what works, where we excel, what we love, what makes us come alive. It's an expression of gratitude for where we are right now. Let me say that again. It's an expression of gratitude for where we are right now. Many times we don't redeem the time because we're fixated on things outside of the will and the purpose of God. Remember in Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Time is the constant factor throughout every phase of our existence. Too often, however, rather than appreciative time, the gift of 7x24, we try to control it like any other resource we either consume or squander. We attempt to gain more of it, spend it more wisely, or endeavor to save it. All these efforts are folly and a waste of time. In Ecclesiastes, remember, we were told that the sun in the race is not swift, the battle is not to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, but time and chance happens to them all. Instead, God desires is that we gain wisdom as we move through time. And that wisdom begins by appreciating the time and place God has given us. In Psalm 90, the oldest of the Psalms, it was written by Moses to contrast the frailty of man with the eternal, everlasting nature of God. In light of this sobering difference, Moses petitions God to teach us to number our days. It is within God's teaching that invaluable knowledge is provided as to how we are to live in the time he has allotted each one of us. It is available in God's word and through his spirit who lives within us. The numbering of our days recognizes that every moment of our life counts. No time is wasted. To grow in wisdom acknowledges the reality of God's lordship and results in the believers actively seeking his will. All these actions result in a life lived fully and in the fullness of God. This is appreciative living. What causes us not to fully appreciate the time God gives us? The first is ingratitude. As time marches on, our days may become more routine or mundane. we settle into a rhythm of apathy and indifference, not aware that an ungrateful attitude has moved into our hearts. 2 Timothy 3:2 states, "For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy." This shows an ungrateful attitude. In Luke 17:15-18, it says, "Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. But Jesus answered, 'Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Such an attitude is one of ingratitude. The next thief of appreciative living is pride. Pride operates out of the false belief that whatever is accomplished is as a result of one's own skills and knowledge and perhaps a little luck. Time is not a factor in the pride equation, except as a medium in which work is accomplished. It is only appreciated when the individual comes to the end of their life, either old or ill, and then they're surprised how time flew. Ingratitude and pride are but two examples of personal behaviors that result in undervaluing time. That's why Moses advises us in the 21st century to number our days. What do you do with the time God has gifted you with? Is it spent with your children and family? Do you tie time to your church or volunteer with a local nonprofit that serves both the needs of your local community? Yes, we can even do that in the middle of a pandemic, and we really should look for those opportunities of how we can serve during this very critical time. Or do we simply live within time, with little appreciation for its purpose and potential in our lives? While we don't know how many days or time we have in the future, we do know that ultimately our days will come to an end. And in Hebrews 9:27, it says, "And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and afterwards the judgment." Don't let your last thought be that you wish you had appreciated one of the greatest gifts from God, time, redeeming the time. That's it for today. We thank you for listening to us on today's session. And if you want to begin to wisely and redeem your time and appreciate the life that God has given you, make sure that you are His servant and you have given your life to Him. If you haven't done that, we invite you to go to our website and itwministries.org and click on an invitation and begin living your life appreciatively. That's it for today. Share this podcast with your friends and family. And next week, we'll continue talking about redeeming the time. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.